He heard a squealed,
"Hi."
Then he saw Bee holding the waving toddler in one arm. She looked a bit flustered with her hair sticking out where it had escaped her usual bun.
"Thank goodness, Rip, take the child. My cornbread is about to burn in the oven. I try not to burn anything."
"Take him?"
The two words croaked from his tight throat. He couldn't have possibly heard her right.
"Don't just stand there, son. He's a baby, not a snake, although he moves about as fast as one."
She clicked her tongue and practically shoved Ollie at Rip. The little guy fit awkwardly into the crook of Rip's arm. For three heartbeats, he watched the kid watching him with big, interested blue eyes. There was a bit of a staring contest going on until Rip said,
"Hi, Ollie."
The boy burst into laughter, blowing a bubble out of his mouth and nose. His chubby cheeks reddened.
"Mind your manners, kid."
Rip grabbed a napkin from the metal rooster holder on the table and wiped the boy's spit and snot off his face. When Ollie grabbed the napkin and pulled it toward his mouth, Rip sighed and shook his head.
"That's not to eat, young man."
He gently removed the napkin and tossed it into the trash can.
"Din,"
the boy said in a gurgled tone and pointed at the table.
"Dinner, yeah, dinner."
Rip smiled. The kid was cute.
"Done yet, Bee?"
"My, oh my, I saved it just in time."
Bee pressed her palms against her apron-covered bosom. "Butter. Oh no, I almost forgot the butter. I need to go grab it from the porch fridge." And in a bustle of frantic movement, Bee stormed out of the kitchen. Rip looked down at Ollie, who pointed at the door.
"Yeah, she'll be back."
He wondered where Noelle was.
"Where's your mom, kid?"
"Mama."
He pointed a tiny finger in random direction.
"If you're anything like she was, you'll be causing hell, I mean, trouble, in no time."
Rip laughed.
"Double."
Ollie blinked. The boy farted, and it vibrated Rip's arm. Ollie laughed like he'd been tickled.
"Listen, kid, save that for the locker room. Don't you have any manners?"
"Manna."
"Don't worry. Being on a ranch, you'll learn how to be a gentleman. I bet you'd love to ride a horse, wouldn't you? I have plenty. In fact, I have one for you. You'll be a pro rider. Riding horses is in your blood."
He wasn't sure how much time passed until finally Bee returned.
"Did you have to milk the cow, then churn the butter, Bee?"
She narrowed her gaze.
"What a cute picture of you holding that wee one. Look at that little fellow. He likes you, Rip."
Bee wiggled her fingers through the air, then went to drop spoonfuls of the butter onto the pan of cornbread. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw movement. That was when he saw Noelle. She stood on the bottom step of the staircase, watching him with Ollie. He couldn't quite read her expression, but instinct warned him she wasn't enthused.